'Twas o'er that wild and beaten track, a friend of the great Bonaparte. He did pace the sands and the lofty rocks of St. Helena's shore. Well, the wind it blew a hurricane, and the lightning all around did dart. The seagulls, they were shrieking, and the waves did loudly roar. "Oh, hush, rude winds," the stranger cried, "whilst I range this dreary spot, where, alas, our gallant hero his heavy eyes did close. And though his honoured limbs may rot, his name will never be forgot. And this grand conversation on Napoleon arose. 'England," he cried, "why did you persecute that hero bold? Much better had you slain him on the plains of Waterloo. For Napoleon was, as I've been told, a friend to all, both young and old. And he caused the money for to fly wherever he did go. When plans were arranging night and day, this bold commander to betray, he says, 'I'll go to Moscow, and that will ease my woe. If fortune on me smiles without delay, then all the world will me obey.' And the grand conversation on Napoleon arose. Thousands of men he did arise to conquer Moscow by surprise. He took his men across the Alps, oppressed by frost and snow. But there beneath the Russian skies, he then began far to open his eyes. For Moscow it was blazing, and his men drove to and fro. Napoleon, he doubtless viewed the flames, and wept in anguish for the same. He cried, 'Retreat, my gallant men, for time important goes. Oh, what thousands died on that retreat! Some were their horses forced to eat.' And this grand conversation on Napoleon arose. At Waterloo his men they fought, commanded by brave Bonaparte, attended by Field Marshal Ney, but he was bribed with gold. And when Blücher led the Prussians in, it nearly broke Napoleon's heart. He cried, 'My 30,000 men are lost, and I am sold.' He viewed the plain and o'er it then, his favourite charger he did prance. The plain was in confusion with dead and dying woe. The bunch of roses did advance, and boldly entered into France. And this grand conversation on Napoleon arose. Napoleon then was doomed to be a prisoner across the sea. And the Isle of St. Helena, sure it was the dreadful spot. He was doomed a prisoner there to be, till death would end his misery. His son soon followed to the tomb. It was an awful plot. 'It's long enough he has been dead. The blast of war all round has spread. And may our shipping float again, for to face the daring foe. So 'tis now, me boys, when honour calls, we'll boldly face those wooden walls.' And this grand conversation on Napoleon did close.